What other data do we actually have about Bev monotherapy? I think I remember like an NCI phase 2 published in New England Journal. Is that, can you talk about that? And was there anything else?
There was a monotherapy treatment program with bevacizumab, which was conducted at the NCI by Jim Yang, published probably about 5 years ago. It was a different group of patients. We're talking about the untreated individual, first systemic therapy exposure. Jim Yang treated patients who had had prior cytokine therapy. So a little different. And there, one would, number one, expect the progression-free survival to be shorter because there are patients who have relapsed and are looking at second-line therapy. The median progression-free survival for bevacizumab there was about 4.8 months, just about half. And that's, I think, what one would predict and what one would see. So does it help us?
He saw responses too, though, right?
He saw responses. He saw responses in the range of 10%. So, I mean, I think bevacizumab alone produces responses, no question about it. Bevacizumab alone has an effect on disease progression, no question about it. The real issue for us is, do we need to add the interferon? Now, many of my colleagues in Europe, as we start to talk about this, recognize that in Europe, because it's labeled right now, that patients are started with interferon plus bevacizumab and then either doses reduced very rapidly to try to ameliorate toxicity, or the interferon is stopped because the sense is that patients don't tolerate the interferon and bevacizumab is continued. And so I suspect that would be the way it will be utilized in the United States.
Kind of remind, I know it sounds weird, but it sort of reminds me a little bit of what happened with cetuximab and irinotecan and colon cancer, where for regulatory reasons, people kind of had to use both, but they sort of quickly got out of the irinotecan because of this feeling that it wasn't really the key issue.
I think you're right. You know, and American oncologists are just like this. They'll start out following the paradigm that's established by the regulatory agency, but they'll recognize very quickly that they can eliminate one of these drugs and really not affect outcome.